Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Scammers targeting Wyoming. I'm Chris Sprinto with your news. A new report lays out how scammers are using coronavirus stimulus checks as a way to scam people in Wyoming. Here are three stimulus check scams we here in Wyoming should avoid. Number one, the robocall check scam. The rat scammers will call pretending to be an IRS agent and ask for your financial info. At that point, hang up the phone. Number two, the email and text scams. That's where the perpetrator will send an email or a message on social media claiming they're with the government. Do not click those links ever. The third and last COVID relief scam to be aware of is the phony checks. These thieves mail out fake checks that look official. Once deposited, the scamming ghouls will claim they sent you too much money on the stimulus, and they'll ask for a portion of that back, pretending to be in the government. If you encounter a COVID scam here in Wyoming, contact local law enforcement or file a complaint with the FTC. In the aftermath of Joe Biden winning the presidency, Wyoming has been a huge part of the national conversation due to his executive orders regarding the Keystone Pipeline, his attack on coal and oil.
I want to talk to you a little bit about the future of the GOP. There seems to be this battle here, right, where you have the Mitch McConnell, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger side of the party who's saying, we need to, you know, forget Trump. We need to move on. We need to change the Republican Party. But I live not very far from where you live, and that's certainly not what I'm hearing out there. So
now, there is definitely a divide in the Republican Party, and two politicians close by are on the front lines in the Republican divide. Those two are Liz Cheney, the third-ranking Republican in the House, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Here's Kristi Noem making a Fox News appearance speaking about this very issue.
I think what people want is a Republican Party that actually follows through on what they say they're going to do, that actually puts forward and enacts the policies that we say we believe in. We talked for years about doing health care reform, repealing Obamacare, and we haven't done it. We've talked about doing immigration reform, making sure that we're welcoming people legally to this country, and we haven't done it. So that's what I think the last several years should teach Republicans, is that we're tired of politicians. We're tired of people that stand up and give speeches and never take action. That's what the last administration did, is they took action, and people realized that they liked that and they liked the benefits of people who actually were public servants.
Now, there are quite a few things Republicans like Cheney and Noem agree on, and two of them affect this region, particularly the Keystone Pipeline issue and, of course, the Biden bans on oil and gas leases. If you missed the full report, go to BasinsRadio.com.